We had an intelligence as a group of armed men numbering 15 were ganging up to go and rob certain places within Accra and then Karsua. So we monitored them, and truly our intelligence turned out to be the correct one. So we spotted those cars. There were three cars. We spotted them, tried to stop them, and then do a search to find out whether or not they are the people and whether or not they have any implement that can be used in the commission of such crimes. But when they saw that it was the police, they spread off a misfiring of gunshots towards the police. Because we had an intelligence, we had already placed other policemen at a certain point in case they tried to run away. So we mobilized our forces. Then we pursued them. In the pursuit, there were gunshots from both ends. At the end of the day, we had five of them shot, and then 10 of them escaped.
Were you able to identify those who were gunned down?
And we identified four of them. One is yet to be identified.
Are these known criminals? Are they familiar?
Actually, those who we have identified are known criminals. Intelligence confirmed it. The bodies, after we've processed them, send them to the police mortuary.
So are we talking about 15 armed robbers in separate operations or in just one invasion?
This is just one invasion. This is what is happening these days. They go robbery in torture vehicles, especially sprinter buses. You see them, you may think that is a torture operating with passengers, but they are armed robbers.
That was the Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP George Mensah.